This is the Epic Field Report.
All right, hey Ryan, how's it going? What, remind me, what market are you in?
I'm in Northern Sacramento, or actually Northern California, about an hour north of Sacramento.
Okay, cool. So I was looking in the private Facebook group. I saw on Follow Through Friday, you had a great win this week. You bought a house sub two for the price of a U-Haul rental and 3 months storage and $200. That sounds like an amazing deal to me.
Yeah, man. Yeah. A little bit more complicated, but that was my buy-in. That was my...
Got it. How did you find this deal?
Driving for dollars, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, I own a house on that street, and I was just driving down, taking a new way to go look at it, and there was a big old fat red tag on the property. I'm like, holy crap, the house had been red tagged. And it was a nice looking house too.
It looked good. So what was your process for contacting the seller?
So I've been testing a new app out there called Deal Machine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cool app. I met with David when I was at an event some other place. Anyway, so I just stood in front of the house, took a selfie, snapped it, sent it, and forgot about it. We went to the beach probably about 10 days later. We're at the beach, and I get a text message early in the morning, like at 5:30, from the lady. It's like, can you help me with my house? I need to sell it fast. And that was it.
We love those calls.
Right.
So what's your exit strategy with this deal?
I already got it sold. I'm keeping it as a sub two. And then I seller financed it to a family that they're moving in next Friday with $10,000 down.
Sweet. So you're all in for a U-Haul rental, 3 month storage, and $200.
Pretty much.
$10,000 right off the top. So you got your profit right there. And then
about $300 a month.
About $300 a month on top of that.
Yep.
That's fantastic, dude. So Ryan, how are you going to celebrate?
Oh, that's something I should probably do a lot more of. I'll treat my family to dinner tonight.
There you go. I love it. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing, buddy. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay in touch. If you need anything, let us know, okay?
I appreciate that. Thanks, Matt.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You too. Bye.
This is Terrio Media.
Yo. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
Yeah. Hello. And welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. This is where we meet each and every week to help everyday people escape the rat race using real estate. So thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing this with your friends and family. And if you haven't done so already, make your way over to Instagram and follow us at Epic Real Estate. Alrighty, it's getting closer. Yep, I'm getting together with a medium-sized group of aspiring investors to turn them into badass investors. We're going to do that at the next Epic Intensive in Boston, Massachusetts. I've never been, so I'm excited to go. And if you'd like to join us, go to epicintensive.com for all the details. Would love for you to be there, but only if creating cash flow and escaping the rat race is important to you, because that's the subject of this Epic Intensive, of the cash flow conclave: how to create passive income through real estate, how to create residual income, how to create cash flow and escape the rat race. Alrighty, so epicintensive.com, you can go there and get all of the details. All right, got a great show for you today. As I promised last week, I want to share with you this ninja Facebook strategy to finding motivated sellers first. And I'm sharing this with you because I've been in your shoes before. I know you might be struggling to find motivated sellers right now. It's not as easy as it was last year, and it wasn't certainly not as easy as it was 2 or 3 years ago. But they're still out there. You know, motivated sellers are motivated because something has happened in their life that has caused them to be motivated. And those types of things that cause that motivation, they happen every single day. And they happen every single day to even people that own property. So by the nature of potentially selling that property, it could solve whatever's ailing them in their life right now. That's what causes them to be motivated. And if we can go and give them some peace of mind for what's troubling them, they can give us some equity in exchange. That's the trade. And so there'll never be a shortage. Never be a shortage, because there may be none today, but crap's going to hit the fan for a half a dozen of them tomorrow, or maybe hundreds of them tomorrow, and all of a sudden you've got a whole new pool of motivated sellers, and that's going to happen the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. Unfortunately, it's just the way the life works, and we can be there to help them out of that situation and take a nice little profit for ourselves in exchange, all right? So that's how this works. So I've been in your shoes before, though, in this type of market. In fact, I got started in this type of market where inventory was low, competition was high, And it was a struggle. I mean, you had to really move fast. You had to be resourceful. You had to be innovative. You had to, you know, you had to really move. You couldn't rest. And so I know you might be struggling to find motivated sellers right now. And that can be, I don't know, it could be frustrating at least. And in some instances, it can be downright scary, you know, thinking that the competition just might be too much for you. It might push you right out of the business. And, you know, all you really want, you want some deals. You want to succeed. You want to get some deals done regardless of the amount of competition. That's what you want. And that's what you signed up for. That's what you're aspiring to be, a real estate investor, whether that's part-time or that's full-time. You just want to get some deals done. That's all you want to do. And when it comes to competition, there's a secret to beating, no, that's not a secret, but there's a couple things to focus on. Is one is being consistent with your money-making activities. Consistency is everything. If you want consistent results, you have to have consistent activity on the front end. And the good news is anyone can be consistent. Anyone can do it. And the greater news is not everyone will be. And why is that greater news? Because there, right there, lies your opportunity. You just have to be consistent, because anyone can do it, even you, but just know that not everyone will. And right there, boom, that's your opportunity. So first thing required to beating your competition is being consistent with your money-making activities. The second thing when it comes to beating your competition is to be resourceful and constantly innovating. You know, one thing that we can agree on is that the only thing that never changes is that things will always change. So keep your eyes and your ears open for change. Keep your eyes and ears open for emerging technologies. Keep your eyes and ears open for new strategies, new tactics. Keep your eyes and ears open for new societal shifts in thinking. And here at Epic, we've accidentally stumbled upon a strategy that's enabled us to get in touch with some motivated sellers before anyone else. And it's so obvious, I'm a little bit embarrassed that it was an accidental discovery. I feel like I'm smarter than that. I should have been intentional about this. I should have saw this a mile away. But it wasn't accidental, and now all of a sudden it's part of our repertoire. It's part of our normal practice. So I'm going to share that with you. And just before I do, you need to understand that the amount of deals you do, okay, the amount of deals that you are going to be in direct proportion to these three things, to doing these three things consistently. Number one is the number of distressed property owners that you interact with that like and trust you. The number of deals you do are going to be in direct proportion to the number of distressed property owners that you interact with that like and trust you. The second thing, the number of deals you do will be in direct proportion to the number of distressed property owners that value your solutions, that hold you in high regard. The number of deals you do will also be in direct proportion to the number of written offers that you make to these distressed property owners. Got it? So the number of deals you're going to do will be in direct proportion to the number of distressed owners that you interact with and like and trust you, the number of distressed owners that value your solutions, and the number of written offers that you make to these distressed property owners. That's it. Focus on those three things. And you do those three things consistently, and you hold that mindset consistently, you're going to do deals consistently, which means you're going to make money consistently. And you do it a lot, you're going to make a lot. So it's like this. I've shared my negotiation strategy with you here several times before, right from the beginning. And it's just been such an easy way to do business, a comfortable way to do business. And that's by aligning yourself with the seller. Right? And you make the market the bad guy. So many new investors, seasoned investors will go in and it's them versus the seller, and they're just going to go back and forth. They're going to grind it out. They're going to handle objections. They're going to throw this back and forth until they reach a number that the buyer agrees on. And a lot of times the seller it's just a tough way to do business. You can do business that way. It's been being done for a very long time. I just prefer a more easier and smooth approach. And this approach by aligning ourselves with the seller and making the market the bad guy, this positioning, it's extremely efficient and extremely comfortable, and it's rewarding. And it's just worked really well. It always has, and it still does for us. It basically removes the necessity to negotiate. It removes the necessity to overcome objections. Anyway, we've talked about that a lot on this show. But with that approach being so effective when it comes to negotiating, we started to take this approach into our prospecting as well by showing sellers how we can help them, how we're actually on their team. So we were showing them how we can help them by actually helping them first. Right? And so I brought that up because, you know, the number of deals you do are going to be in direct proportion to the number of distressed property owners that you interact with, that like and trust you, that hold, that value your solutions. Okay, so with that mindset, boy, how let's just interact with more of them. And so they get to like us, they get to trust us, and they get to value what we offer. They get to value our solutions. So that's the mindset behind this, all right? So we've gone out there, and what we've done is we've recorded some videos. Nothing groundbreaking there. We've recorded some videos that show sellers how we can help them. And we started off with showing sellers how to sell their property fast and for top dollar in today's market, right? So here's a video, how to sell your property fast and for top dollar in today's market. And I don't really think it matters much what you put in that video, just as long as it actually is helpful. It has to be helpful. That has to be the number one intent. You have to be helpful. The seller has to be able to watch that and say, that is good. Thank you for that. That's what you have to create that video with the intent that that person watching is going to be grateful that they watched it, right? It's kind of like when I go out and buy birthday presents or Christmas presents for people these days. Like, I know it's a good present if I want it myself. Like, if I feel a little bit of pain of giving it away. Okay, so that's kind of the same thing here. And then, so that's part one, has to be helpful. And the second thing is, I don't want you to ask for anything in return. That's what everybody does. Let's go against the grain on that. If we want the opposite of what everyone is getting, we have to do what the opposite of everyone else is doing. So you're going to be helpful and you're not going to ask for anything in return. Okay? So think about what you could put in a video that would help a seller. And it might be something specific to your market. It doesn't have to be, you know, a marketing tactic on how to sell a house fast or anything like that. It could be something very specific to your market. And just record a video about it and then upload it to your business page on Facebook. You're going to take this video, this helpful video that doesn't ask for anything in return. You're going to upload it to your business page on Facebook. And then through Facebook's post boosting feature, you're going to boost the video to your market, to your area. That might be your city. I mean, you can select your city. You can categorize that by the county. You can categorize that by the zip code. I mean, you get to pick however you define your market area, whether you do that by city, county, zip code, maybe you do state. I don't know. I guess you're up there in Rhode Island, you can cover the whole state, but you pick. So you're going to boost your video and you're going to pick a really broad audience. You know, maybe you could put the age in there. So this city of, I don't know, Birmingham, Alabama, of 30 years old and above. Okay, so you just got a really broad audience. And then you're gonna let that video go, okay? And you're just gonna watch it. You're gonna watch that ad every day and wait for likes and positive comments. If your video is truly helpful, you'll probably only get positive likes and positive comments. Positive likes. Yes, a like is a positive thing. You're not going to get the little angry face. I see those on my post every once in a while. I was like, what are you angry about? Did this really upset you that much? Anyway, let's go back. If it's really helpful, you're going to get likes and you're going to get positive comments. Okay? So when you get those, just kind of already think about this and you might be starting to see how this is going to develop. Who would be liking that information? Who would be giving you a positive comment on that information? It's going to be people that just found that useful. People that are probably wanting to sell their house. Okay, that's who's going to be liking and commenting on here. So then what you do is you click on the names, because on Facebook you can do that. You can see who liked it and you can see the comments, and you're going to send them a private message. Okay, you're going to be helpful here though. Okay, so this is what we've been sending. Hey, I saw that you liked my post. Or I saw that you commented on my post. I just updated my report on how to sell your property fast without a realtor. Would you like a copy? That's it. Boom. Okay, so we were helpful in the video, and now we're going to be helpful again. We're going to show them how we can be helpful by being helpful first. So we wait for the response. And for those that respond with a yes, we go ahead and we send them a copy. And no, we didn't go out and write our own report. You could do that if you wanted to. And it doesn't have to be that type of report. It could be anything. Hey, I just read a great book. Would you like a copy or whatever it may be? You just want to be helpful. You want to give them something again. But what we did is we just pulled the free report that comes right inside of REI Solutions. REI Solutions has a bunch of free reports in there that you can send out. So we just pulled that report out. It's just a little PDF. And we sent that to them. And then we just let that sit for a day. Here you go. Let me know if you have any questions. And let that sit for a day. Then we come back with another private message, typically the next day, and we write, hey, I was just thinking about you, and I'm actually looking for a property in the blank area. How do you know that? And if that's going to be your zip code, it's going to be your city, it's going to be the county, however you targeted your ad in the first place. Okay? So if we said Birmingham, Alabama, hey, I was just looking for a property in the Birmingham area. Yours wouldn't happen to be there by chance, would it? You know it's probably there because only the people in Birmingham saw your post, saw your video. Got it? Great. So yours wouldn't happen to be there by chance, would it? And then the next thing we ask, and this is what we do with all our FSBO strategy too, we ask the same question. Would you be open to an all cash offer? Would you be open to an all cash offer? Nobody's going to say no to that. So we've been very helpful with the video. We're helpful with the thing that we gave them, the free report. And then we said, hey, by chance, I was just thinking about you. I'm actually looking for a property in this area. Yours wouldn't happen to be there by chance, would it? And then would you be open to an all cash offer? Great. Next question, they're going to say yes. Could I ask you some questions about the property to make sure I don't waste your time? Okay, you'd be just very unassuming. You're not sounding like a salesperson. You're not sounding like a vulture. Can I just ask you some questions about the property to make sure I don't waste your time? And if they answer affirmatively, we said, well, it's kind of a lot. Would it make sense for us to hop on the phone real quickly to discuss? And boom, now you're on the phone. Take them through your questions, and now you can give them an all cash offer. So that's it. Got it? Pretty simple. Now, it's not going to work with every single person. So don't try this 3 or 4 times and say, no, that sucks, that didn't work. No, give it a shot for the next 30 days. And then let me know if it's working for you as well as it has for us. But it's the same thing. You're still prospecting. It's still going to be a numbers game. But you're reaching out to sellers that are identifying themselves saying, I'm a seller, because they were interested in the information that you had. Nobody would be interested in that video unless they had a property that they're considering selling. Got it? So the key things, you got to be consistent with this. It's a numbers game. Commit to this for the next 30 days. Second thing is you have to be helpful. You have to be helpful first. You're going to show them how you can help by being helpful first. And third, you've got to make the offer. Alrighty? So we've got some other slick stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you, some other stuff that's working really well for us. And I'm going to be sharing all of it for the very first time at the Epic Intensive. So if you haven't got your ticket yet, we've got some still available. Go to epicintensive.com to grab yours, and you'll hear all about it there. We'll share some more here, but we're just going to kind of unload the whole thing there. Alrighty, so that's it for today. God bless. To your success. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. Huh. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.